Sunflash leapt from the water, and bursting onto dry land, he rolled the babes who had tucked themselves up into the refuge of their soft prickles. They skimmed over the bank like twin orbs, coming to rest way out of danger. Sunflash turned as the adder launched itself from the water and buried its sharp fangs in his side. His companion wrapped itself around one of the badger's footpaws, roaring aloud. Sunflash grabbed the snake that was biting him around its neck and plunged back into the water, with the other adder still wrapped around his footpaw. Tiddy grabbed the hoglets, hugging them to him, as Bruff and the old squirrel raced about in the shallows, unable to help the badger. They splashed and shouted. Sunflash did not come to a halt until he was deep in the water, lapping near his shoulders. Feeling the snake unwinding itself from his footpaw, he stamped down hard several times until he trapped its head flat beneath his big blunt claws on the bed of the pond and held it there. The other snake had struck him twice, once in the side and once on his back, and now it slid off him into the water. But Sunflash caught it by the tail and began whirling it round above his head. Round and round it went, the creatures on shore hearing the whir it made as it cut the air in blaring circles. Sunflash roared,
"You lady!"
He flung the adder far and high, and it sped through the air, straight out like an arrow from a bow. Tiddy looked up and saw it strike an elm tree limb. The snake's body wrapped round it several times, then it was still, resting draped across the high bough like a soggy piece of rope. Sunflash ground down hard with his footpaw for a long time, until the wriggling coils beneath the water went limp and still forever. Then slowly, painfully, he began wading back to land, his side and back one throbbing, agonized mass. The big badger tottered in the shallows as Tiddy, Bruff and the squirrel dashed in and helped him out. Bruff wrung his paws agitatedly as Sunflash collapsed on the bank.
"You've been bited by his serpents! I knows it!"
The old squirrel grabbed Sunflash's face between both paws and shouted as the badger's eyelids began flickering shut.
"Where did yon serpents bite thee?"
he cried. Sunflash was sinking into a black pit. He heard the words coming from far away. Making an effort, he answered,
"Bitten. Twice. Side. Back."
Then darkness overtook Sunflash the mace completely.